current affairs with an Islamic perspective, an alternative to the mainstream narrative, establishing the truth. This is News Right Now.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to this week's segment of News Right Now, a shared threat. U.S. President Donald Trump has made public jabs at Venezuela and Colombia. He claimed these countries were trafficking drugs into the U.S. Quote, "Colombia is producing a lot of drugs," Trump said, "so he better wise up or he'll be next. He'll be next soon. I hope he's listening. He's going to be next." End quote. These accusations led the U.S. to strike alleged quote-unquote drug boats in the Caribbean and Pacific Ocean since September, killing over 80 individuals. Then the U.S. launched a massive military buildup on the coast of Venezuela, pressuring the Venezuelan leader, Nicolas Maduro. Maduro has denied any link to the crimes he and Colombia have been accused of, saying this was the U.S. trying to enforce a regime change in order to take control over Venezuela's vast oil reserves. The U.S. has also targeted ships that carry Venezuelan oil, transporting it to other countries such as Iran and China, off the coast of Venezuela. This comes after the U.S. has been monitoring oil tankers at sea, along with some vessels in the Venezuelan ports. They watch these vessels being loaded or repaired, waiting for them to set sail into international waters to strike. Trump claimed that the tanker the U.S. seized was the quote-unquote largest one ever seized. This comes after a history of continuous U.S. exploitation. Back in 2019, the U.S. sanctioned Venezuela's oil and resumed in 2023, after most of its oil is now exported to China. Eric Sterling, who is part of an advocacy group which is critical of the mainstream Washington foreign policy, said, quote, "The Trump administration's indiscriminate sanctions have increased hunger across the population but have failed to topple the government. It appears they're now aiming to further tighten the economic noose, regardless of its impact on civilians, in pursuit of their regime change goal," end quote. Ever since the greedy U.S. discovered that Venezuela has one of the world's largest proven oil reserves with an estimated 303 billion barrels, the U.S. has been planning on taking control over these natural minerals, including gas and oil. For decades, the U.S. had controlled the oil industry, but things took a hard turn for the U.S. when the Venezuelan government nationalized it in 1976. Then, in 1998, Hugo Chavez came into power and forged closer ties with Russia, China, and Iran. Nicolas Maduro then came into power after Chavez's death in 2013, continuing his policy. Yet, since the U.S. decided to place sanctions, Venezuela became isolated and suffered economically. Now, the U.S. has assembled a target list of several more sanctioned tankers for possible seizure. The action of the U.S. and their criminality towards Latin America is no surprise. For the actions of the U.S., their theft and thuggery is the same throughout Africa, Southeast Asia, and the Middle East. When an oil reserve, gold mine, or any land with natural resources is found, that becomes a target. They attack, steal, and colonize any land they can in order to take all the benefits. This is not just one place or the other. This is the world order America has been committed to implement, where they are the only ones who benefit, even if it costs the lives of millions. This is the result when the world is left in the hands of those who dictate according to their whims and desires. The only way out of living under the greedy capitalist world order is by establishing the only alternative system that can save humanity, the Khilafah, Caliphate. The Khilafah does not lead by the benefit of the Caliph. It leads by the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator of the worlds. The Caliph would implement a plan where the natural resources would be for the whole of humanity, not for the ones in power. For the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said,
ثَلَاثٌ لَا يُمْنَعُ الْمَاءُ وَالْكَلَأُ وَالنَّارُ.
Three things cannot be denied to anyone: water, pasture, and fire. Therefore, all of the oil and natural resources will be given to the people. It is their right from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who placed these natural resources in the world in order for all of humanity to benefit. It is not to be owned by one person and have companies sell it. It is not to be used against one else. The Khilafah is the only system that would ensure that it would be distributed correctly. It is the only system that would save humanity. Jazakum Allahu khairan for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.